This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on why there needs to be a sponsor boycott and coach firings to change the locker room culture from the top down. I always ran track, but in my small New Orleans high school, there was no locker room culture there, because mainly you ran alone, putting on your spikes or sneakers to run on the Mississippi River levee or try to glide over the hurdles in the teeny backyard of the school. Playing football in high school was different, though. Team sports try, whether appropriately or not, to push everyone onto the same page. In the mid-60s, with the coaches loud lobbying and support, that meant being held down and forced to get a shaved head buzz as part of the ritual of joining the team. No matter how much many of us tried to avoid it, we knew it was coming, or we, of course, could leave the team. Bizarrely, this was a team of players with little pretense of winning. Coming close for us would define a victory, and I don't remember us having any my senior year. Being the only integrated public school and team in the city, no other public school would play us, and only some of the prep schools and the big 5A parochial schools. We were overmatched in every way. We were the pigeon on every other team's schedule, so you have to wonder why our locker room would have had anything other than been a study hall with showers. On one level, there's no comparison to a big league NFL locker room like the ones we read about for the behemoths of the Miami Dolphins, with my little high school's couple of rows of lockers, but on another level, all locker rooms in the U.S. are affected and inflicted by the same imitation culture running from the NFL to the sandlot fields a bike ride away from anyone's neighborhood. Which is why reading any piece on the NFL's report on the bullying of Jonathan Martin by his teammates, Richie Incognito, and what the Times reporter Juliette McCour called his henchmen, John Jerry and Mike Pouncey, is so disturbing. When McCour and her colleague William Roden use the word vile to describe the behavior, you know you're dealing with homophobia, misogyny, racism, and almost unimaginable slurs, insults, and misbehavior, defying a depraved and aberrant culture. Worse, this is a subculture, unless totally cleaned up and corrected, which discolors the entire American culture and experience. McCour argued that the only thing that might force the NFL to change would be pressure and a line being drawn down across the middle of the playing field by the big-time, multi-million-dollar sponsors that they would no longer tolerate this kind of hater-rater culture in the NFL. These sponsors are among the biggest names and brands in American business, including McDonald's, Procter & Gamble, Anheuser-Busch, Pepsi, FedEx, Microsoft, Visa, General Motors, and many, many more. McCour also points out clearly that this is not a boys-will-be-boys thing, but a workplace. And none of these companies, presumably, would allow this kind of behavior in their own workplaces. So why are they willing to pay millions to support this kind of misbehavior? I say right on, but I also say that she didn't go nearly far enough. This report makes it clear that the coaches also allowed this kind of behavior to go on virtually unimpeded. An NFL coach makes millions, like any other big-time CEO. Roden wants Incognito banned for life, or at least 1 year from the sport. But why are we not hearing about coaches being told by owners in the league that they will be suspended or fired for allowing their locker rooms to be cesspools breeding this kind of culture? And besides joining McCour's call for sponsors to act, why isn't there a call for all of us to boycott the sponsors until they act? This was a very effective tactic when applied to aberrant entertainment like Fox's Glenn Beck show, and sponsors heard it clearly. But why not now? Recently, some congressional voices spoke clearly to the NFL about the need for the Washington team to get rid of the Redskins moniker or lose their tax exemption. If the kind of locker room behavior in Miami and likely so many other places is tolerated, how can there be anything about the National Football League that warrants a tax exemption? If this is charitable and educational activity, the charity is only itself, and the education it is providing is horrid. I'm a fan, and I love the sport, but I'm embarrassed at the silence of my Saints and Drew Brees, our much-admired quarterback and captain. This has to be stopped from the top down because it's clearly out of control and is corrupting the entire American culture. But to get the top to move, change down below, it also means those of us at the bottom taking names and kicking butt until they get the message that this won't work anymore. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.